Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
I just want a huge thank you guys for coming out on a Saturday afternoon on New Year's Eve. Like, who has church at 5 p.m. on a New Year's Eve? Just throwing that out there. We figured we'd try it and we'd go for it. So we just want to say thank you for coming out. We're super pumped for this. Just a quick reminder, we do have no services going on tomorrow. So no service tomorrow on Sunday. You can sleep in. And just like Kevin said, we're jumping in and we're going to actually hang out today. We're going to watch the Buckeye game. So we want to invite you. If you don't have plans, come stay with us. We're going to throw these up on the big screen. We're going to watch the ball drop as well. So hang out with us all night long. And it's just going to be an incredible evening. But we're pumped for 2017. Kind of like Kevin said, too, there's something about this holiday, about New Year's Eve, about New Year's Day, about just watching the time go by and realizing that time is limited. But yet God has a plan for the time that we're here on earth. So what I want to do is I want to just kind of talk through a little bit about the vision of Life Change Church. And I want to go over some of the goals that we have for 2017. But I think sometimes before we can look where we're going, we have to look at where we've been. So if you're new here to Life Change Church, if you're newer here, if this is your first time, perfect time to come. Because we're going to go over and talk a little bit about our story and how we got started. See, we are actually a church plant, meaning we're a newer church that really begun and began from just a dream and then people crazy enough to believe in that dream. See, we started our church in September of 2014. And if you look at it, the story kind of started before that, though. See, my wife Sarah and I, we've been going to a church in Pickerington, Ohio called C3 Church. We've been going there for about 8 years. And as a matter of fact, before we were married, I was actually a part of the launch team, the starting team at C3 as well. So we've been going over there. We just felt called to continue to go to Pickerington at C3. Even though we lived in Newark and it was convenient, there's other churches that were closer to us, but it was just one of those things we felt called to do that. So we are part of their ministry teams. We led at different areas in ministry. At one point, kind of towards the end of our time there, we were actually the leaders of all their life groups. They actually called them community groups. But we are the leaders of all those. So there's a number of different leaders that I think they had 20-some groups going on at that time. And then we kind of helped kind of coordinate all those different things. So there's all these life groups going on. And then we decided, you know what, let's help another community group or small group that was in town. So somebody reached out to us and said, hey, can you just kind of show us how to structure this, how to put this together, what this kind of looks like? So we said, yeah, perfect. So we did that, and we led this group, and man, God did this incredible thing while we were doing that. While we were leading the group in this community right here, back in our own hometown of Newark, God was stirring in us. And he was stirring in us to plant a church. So much so that everything that we read, everything that we heard felt like it coordinated to us planting a church, even though they had nothing to do with each other, but there's still, that's what we heard. And there was one day in 2013 where Sarah and I were driving back from Pickerington, and we both looked at each other and said, we have to plant a church in Newark, don't we? We're like, so yes, we do. It wasn't like our plan, but it was God's plan. So we're like, so we began, from that point on, we began to plan and make the process of really beginning what now you see as Life Change Church. So one of the first people we told, it was our pastor at C3. His name's Conan Stevens, and he's really an integral part in making all this happen. One of his visions is to plant more and more churches. We're actually a daughter church of C3. So C3 is our parent church. So we told Conan first. He was ecstatic about it. It was behind us all the way. Then we told our families, and they kind of looked at us like we're crazy, but they still backed us. Then we began to tell some friends, and slowly what was happening was God was building this team. He was building this incredible team, so much so that we had a couple different small groups going on. Then what we had a couple vision meetings where we shared publicly the plans of Life Change Church. And then in the summer of 2014, we had 4 preview services leading up to our launch day on September 14th of 2014. We officially became a church on September 14th of 2014. We started, though, downtown Newark. We started at the old YWCA, which is 140 West Church Street. Some of you guys may have remembered that. And then this past summer, we were incredibly blessed. God opened this door that we could get our own building right here. And we were able to update and renovate this building to what you see today. What's incredible, though, is that God did some amazing things even through that. I had this crazy idea, and I felt like it was God, and said, hey, you can raise $25,000 in 6 weeks to update and renovate this church. I'm thinking, like, dude, we can't do that, really? And then I was, like, crazy enough to actually say it out loud, and then next thing you know, in 6 weeks, we raised $25,000 so we could update and renovate what you see right here. God's doing some incredible things. He's done some amazing things in just 2 years. But the truth is, he's just beginning. See, when we planted Life Change Church, we planted with one goal in mind. We planted with the goal to love people to life change. In fact, you've probably heard that if you've been around for any time. You've heard us say this. You've heard us say that Life Change Church exists to love people to life change, to love people to a growing relationship with Jesus. And we believe if we do this effectively, we will continue to grow and grow and grow. But we always want to remain a place where we can do life together, where people can have relationships with each other. So when we looked at this building, one of the reasons we actually love this building was because of the size of it. You look at it and you think, man, this is a small, tiny little church, right? But it creates an atmosphere where people can connect with each other, where we can build relationships. Because it's not about building a church, it's not about building the building of the church, but it's about building the people of the church. So that's one reason that we decided this. So even looking at this building, one of the things and one of the bigger visions of the church is that we will go multi-services and eventually even multi-sites. So we'll have different locations all throughout Newark and maybe even beyond. That's kind of the big picture, the big dream of Life Change Church. But I believe 2017 is going to be an incredible stepping stone. It's going to be an incredible year moving closer to this big vision because we have three goals set for us as a church. So here's our goals. For Life Change Church for 2017, our goals are this. Number one is to move from one service to two services each week. Move from one service to two services each week. And the reason behind this is simple. We want to reach more people for Jesus. And with two services, it allows for the opportunity for more people to connect and to grow with each other and, more importantly, to connect and grow with Jesus. So our goal is to go to from one service to two service. And how we're going to do this is really to grow our serve team. Right now, we need about 10 more people on our serve team to actually make this happen without stretching everybody so thin that they're just going to be worn out. So we need about 10 more people. And it sounds like a lot, and it sounds overwhelming, but the truth is this is going to help work, and this is going to help do some incredible things because the people right now that are working in kids' life, when we go to two services, it's going to allow them to still experience a live service because you can attend one and you can serve one. So two services are going to allow people to attend one service and serve one service as well. And it's going to allow us to reach more people really because it's going to give other options. If you think about it, I mean, every one of us has a crazy schedule, right? If we go to two services, though, it's going to open up some options so that people can fit this into their schedule and then that God still can show themselves and they can experience God. So then, you know what? Their schedule will all of a sudden revolve around God as opposed to the things that are going on in their life. This is what it's all about. But again, we need to build our team, our serve team, by about 10 more people in each areas of ministry, specifically tech, first impressions, and a kid's life. And then our number two goal is to move from a parent-affiliated church to a sovereign church. Now, I know this is like super churchy and wordy, right? This is some of the behind-the-scenes stuff as far as church government and church different type of things with that. But what this basically means is right now we are a parent-affiliated church with C3 Church. So C3 is technically liable for anything that we do. C3 is technically even financially liable for anything we do. Now, in the beginning, they helped us, right? They networked us with the different organizations that actually provided funds for us. C3 themselves provided funds for us, but we've actually been completely self-sustaining since August of last year. So we're moving to that point where, you know what, we can come off their books and help them out a little bit more. Now, we still will obviously be tied to them, but it will be more on a relational status as opposed to anything financial or legal. And really, one of the reasons we want to do this is to help C3 as well. Because C3's goal is to plant more churches. So if we come off of their books and we become sovereign, it allows them to fulfill their goal. And this actually allows us to do the same thing as well. One of our goals, again, is to have multi-sites. We can't do that unless we are Sovereign Church, unless we're out from under the wing of C3, and we can do this as well. So it really opens up big picture things and allows more people, not just in Newark, but the whole kingdom of God to grow. So how we do this is we actually implement some church bylaws under our current executive leadership team. So some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going in place right now, we implement these church bylaws. And then also to do this, we actually have to develop church partners or church members, people that are all in with us. We actually need a minimum of 25 people willing to partner with the church to make this happen, which really leads to our third goal, which we're going to spend some time on today. So number three is move from church attendance to church partnership. And you may have heard this before, it's called church membership, but really, church partnership is a key process in both being able to reach and attain goal number one and reach and attain goal number two. And when we partner with the church, it allows God to do some incredible things through each and every one of us. Allow God to utilize the gifts that he's given us. And it allows us to experience him in an incredible way because we're aligning ourselves with him. So, we look at, I think, one of the most amazing things about the church is the fact that God uses people. That the church is people, right? The church is how God works through each and every one of us. It's incredible, right? I mean, think about it. Think about the first time you ever went to a church. Maybe it was this church. Maybe that time is like exactly right now, right? But maybe think about the first time you went to a church, whether it's this church or another church, and think about what you were looking for. What were you expecting, right? What did you go in there hoping to experience? What were you expecting to happen? What were you hoping to walk away with? The chances are, number one, you probably wanted to experience God in some way. Number two, you probably wanted to see others experience him as well. And then you probably wanted to see that it was so real that people were willing to share that experience as well. And then you wanted to feel like you belonged in that experience enough so that you could share that experience as well. The truth is we all want to contribute in some way. We all want to partner in some way. We all want to belong. It's how we're created. I mean, I even think about my kids. This past fall, we placed our kids in preschool for the first time, and it was the first time they'd really ever been in a place where they didn't know the other kids. So it was a little bit scary for them. It's probably a little bit more scary for us, if we're going to be honest. But they were in places before where they're with cousins or friends, but we put them in the school, right? And we threw them there, and we're thinking, like, this is a scary thing. So after the first day, and really after every single day, we ask them questions. We ask them, like, man, how was your day? Who did you talk to? Who are your friends? Were the other kids nice to you? For Griffin, we have to ask, were you nice to the other kids, right? But what are we doing? We're asking questions to see if our kids feel like they belong. Because that's how they're created. That's how we're designed. We want our kids to belong. We want ourselves to belong. And the same is true in our spiritual lives as well. We all want a place where we belong. But I think so many times we overlook that. Because so many times we just view church as a place we go or a thing we do. But the truth is it's so much more. Church is not a building you go to, but it's a group you belong to. In fact, this is what I want you to walk away with. If you get nothing else today, get this. Church is a partnership. Church is a partnership. We're all in this together. From the moment we opened the doors here, I've said this over and over and over again, but I said we're all in this thing called life together. We all do life together, and that's what church is. And it's an opportunity to do life together. It's not a place we just attend, but a place we belong. The truth is, it's not just a building, but it's a body. It's not just an organization, but it's an organism. And we all play a part because church is a partnership. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Romans chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 4 through 5. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 5. Again, if you don't have your Bible, we always challenge you to download the YouVersion Bible app. It's an incredible resource. You can take it with you wherever you go. There's actually reading plans. If you looking in a new year, maybe that's your resolution is to read your Bible more. There's actually one-year Bible plans where you can read the Bible in 1 year. It actually reminds you every single day. It's about 3 to 4 chapters. Listen, it takes about 10 to 11 minutes. You can do it, right? So maybe that's something you want to do, but I challenge you to download the YouVersion Bible app. But here in Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 5, here's Paul, and he's addressing the church in Romans, and he's really talking about the church to them. And he says this. He says, each one of us has a body with many parts, and these parts all have different uses. In the same way, we are many. But in Christ, we are all one body. Each one of us is a part of that body, and each part belongs to the other parts. If you look at this verse, this is such a powerful verse regarding the church, because we all belong together. We all have a part to play. We all have different uses, right? Church is a partnership, because really each one of our gifts, each one of our unique abilities is supposed to be appreciated, it's supposed to be valued. We're all supposed to contribute to make the body, the church, function perfectly and the way God designed it. And he uses each and every one of us. That's just an incredible thought. And this is why, as a church, our goal is to go from just church attendance to church partnership in 2017. It's so much more than just showing up, but it's allowing God to use us in each and every way. We have to use and embrace our gifts and our abilities. We all look different. We all have different talents. We all have different giftings, but we all come together as one body. We partner together because church is a partnership. I think the problem, though, too many times is that we view church as just something we attend, right? And we do that. It doesn't allow our gifts. It doesn't allow those around us, their gifts, to be utilized into this full potential. Instead, sometimes I think we even view church maybe as an organization where everybody has to fall in line and look exactly the same. So then we end up being something we're not. I came across this fable in the Bible app, this reading plan, What on Earth Am I Here For? And it illustrates this so well. So check this out. It says this. It says, once upon a time, there were some animals that wanted to start a school for animals. They decided the course would include running, climbing, swimming, and flying. Then they decided all the animals should take all the courses. And that's where the problem started. The duck was better than his teacher at swimming, but he only made passing grades in flying and was very poor in running. So they made him drop swimming and stay after school to practice running. This caused his web feet to be badly worn, and his grade even dropped to average in swimming. But everybody felt less threatened and more comfortable with that, except the duck. Then the rabbit started at the top of his class in running, but because he had so much makeup work in swimming, he caught pneumonia and had to drop out of school. Then the squirrel showed outstanding ability in climbing, but he was extremely frustrated in the flying class because the teacher insisted that he start from the ground up rather than from the treetop down. So he developed Charlie horses from overextension, and he only got a C in climbing and a D in running. The eagle was kind of the problem student, and he was disciplined for being a nonconformist. For instance, in climbing class, he beat all the others to the top of the tree, but he insisted on flying to get there. Finally, because he refused to participate in swimming class, he was actually expelled from school. So the school kind of just dwindled, right? The point is, I think that God's designed each one of us to excel in specific areas. We all have a part to play. We all have belonging, and our talents and abilities all have incredible value. God designed each and every one of us to play a part, but not only that, but have belonging in this as well. And just like this fable, I think sometimes we get caught up in trying to be something we're not. We try to develop and perfect skills and abilities we wished we had rather than utilize the gifts we actually do have. And what we're doing is we're falling into this comparison trap, which can lead us to lose our sense of purpose and even our sense of belonging. We feel like we don't have a part to play, so we don't play a part at all. And it really leads to us feeling disconnected and oftentimes hurt. Not only are we not contributing, but we've even placed ourselves in a situation where people can't contribute to us. It's isolation rather than partnership. It's what the comparison trap leads to. It's what's getting caught up and being something you're not leads to. I think the truth is the church has done this to a lot of people. I think this is a lot of where the church is. This may be even where you are today as well. Maybe you view the church as an organization where you have to be this cookie cutter perfect person, and it's really held you back from letting God use you. Maybe that's views really kept you from fitting in or feeling like you belong and like you can contribute. So many times I think we distance ourselves from others and we don't partner with others. So we never fully become the church. And we miss out what God designed us for. We miss out on fellowship. We miss out on family. We miss out on true community. Because the church isn't an organization. The church is a partnership. And think about this. Think about the church as a partnership. Imagine if we live this out. The church was a partnership and we live this out, imagine it would function perfectly, right? It'd function in full capacity with all the parts involved working and working together. Imagine if you being a part of something along that. Imagine you being satisfied with what you're doing, right? Going in there and knowing that you are making a difference and knowing that you are continuing to grow even personally and you're growing others as well. That's the intention of the church. Just a couple chapters later, actually, Paul talks about this. Again, we read from chapter 12, but just in a few chapters later in chapter 15, Paul's continuing to explain to the church and what it should look like. And this is what he says in verse 15, verses 5 through 7. Chapter 15, verses 5 through 7. He says, may the patience and encouragement that come from God allow you to live in harmony with each other the way Christ Jesus wants. Then you will all be joined together, and you will give God and you will give glory to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ accepted you, so you should accept each other, which will bring glory to God. Truth is, we're called to live in harmony with one another. And that's what partnership is. See, living in harmony, it goes beyond seeing the church as a place we go to or just a thing we do, but it goes in the fact that we are partnering with each other. We're working together. We're watching out for one another. We're serving one another. And then he even talks about how we are joined together. And to be joined together, we have to accept each other. We accept each other just as Christ accepted you. And that's where partnership gets messy. Partnership really can be messy because we're supposed to accept each other as Christ accepts us. And if you look at it, Christ accepts us where we are, but then he helps us become better. He changes our life. He walks with us through each and every turn and allows us to know the next step. What if we accepted people that way too? What if we accepted people right where they were and then we're willing to walk through life with them, to help them become better? This is what partnership is. Imagine a church like that. This is what we're called to do as a church. We each play a part. The church is a partnership. So this is why our goal in 2017 is to move from church attendance to church partnership. So how do we do this at Life Change Church? How do we apply this to our lives and make church more than just a building or a service that we go to once a week? We're like, I think this whole process of partnering all together, it's a daily process that we do outside these four walls, right? It's a process that I believe even goes through connect, grow, give, and replicate, which is what we're going to do. We're actually going to have a class, a partnership class, that kind of talks about each one of these areas. So our action step really is this. It's our partnership class. And again, our partnership class is going to be available January 15th, February 19th, March 5th, and April 30th. I think we have a slide as well. So again, our classes are going to be January 15th, February 19th, March 5th, and April 30th. They'll be from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And childcare will be provided. So I challenge you to mark your calendars for these meetings. And we're asking you to partner with one another so that we can become the church. So what this looks like is just really we attend one of these classes. So let me just explain this in detail for you. See, regardless of whether you're with us from like day one or this is your first time here and you're interested in this, everybody's going to play a part, right? Nobody's actually getting grandfathered in into partnership. We're all going to go into this together. We're all going to partner together. Let me just clarify too, you only actually need to attend one meeting. Now, you're more than welcome to attend more than one, just to refresh, but you are only required for church partnership to attend one meeting. And what these classes will go over and what they'll do is they're really going to help us reach our goals. Again, they're going to help us reach our goals for number two, to go from a parent-affiliated church to a sovereign church, because it's going to allow a group of people, it's going to see that people are partnered with the church to take it to that next step. And again, as we partner with the church, more people are going to be bought in, so I believe our serve team is going to grow from that as well, so that we can move to two services, so that we can reach more people as well. But what these classes are going to do, they're going to break down the following things. They're going to break down, again, the connect, grow, give, and replicate. And the connect portion of the class is really just going to go over what we believe as a church. It's kind of going to talk through and let you guys, you know, connect with us a little bit. So we're going to go over what we believe. We're going to share the fact that we believe in God the Father. We're going to share the fact that we believe in Jesus Christ. We're going to share the fact that we believe in the Holy Spirit. We're going to share the fact that we believe in the Bible. We're going to share the fact that we believe that we are saved through Jesus. So we're going to connect through really our beliefs so that you know what you're getting into, so you know what you're connecting with, so you know what you're partnering with as well. And then we're also going to share a little bit about the vision of the church, which again, I shared briefly a little bit earlier, so we can connect with the vision so we're all on the same page and we're moving toward the same direction. Then we'll also tell a little bit about the structure of the church. We'll talk through who's in leadership roles, who's in ministry director roles, so you can kind of see like how the church is flows as well. We'll also share a lot about the church finances, what it takes each month to help the church continue to go, and how it's all divided up so that you can learn how to connect and partner in that realm as well. And then number two is really about you. We want to partner with you. So number two is the grow portion of it. And really what we're going to do is we're going to give you some resources to grow spiritually. Because the truth is, spiritual growth doesn't just happen on the weekend at church, but it happens every single day. And you are responsible for your spiritual growth. And the goal of the church is to partner with you in that process, to give you resources, to give you encouragement through that growth process, and to let you know that you are never alone. So in this portion of the meeting, what we're going to do is we're going to look at how to study your Bible. We're actually going to set you up with a reading plan as well. And then we're going to look at how to pray, and more importantly, like what an effective prayer consists of, along with how to do it on a regular basis. And then we're going to look at the concept of journaling and how it can help as well, and how it can help your spiritual growth. And then we're going to talk through our life groups and how doing life together, how sharing with each other, how having somebody that can keep you accountable can make all the difference in your spiritual growth. And then the third portion is the give portion. And in this portion, again, this is about you. In this portion, we're actually going to give you a spiritual gifts test, kind of an assessment to see these things so that you can see what God has enabled you with. We're going to show how this can make a difference in your life and how you can even use this to help further the kingdom. Again, this is an amazing thing. We all have a part to play in the church. We all can partner. And the goal of this is really to clarify how you and I can best contribute to God's plan. So during the meeting, we'll actually take a spiritual gifts test. We'll take it on a smartphone or a tablet device. We'll actually have some... When you do it that way, you get the results immediately. We will have some printed out versions as well, though, if you don't have a smartphone or a tablet, and the results just aren't immediate with that. So I would say during these meetings, if you have a smartphone or if you have a tablet, please bring them for these as we're going to do this spiritual gift test assessment right there. And then number four is really how we can do this together. It's the replicate portion of it. It's where we're going to look over the different areas of ministries and how we can get involved in serving. And it's going to go even further into talking about our responsibilities as partners. Listen, partnership isn't just about adding roles to the church and adding just a list of people, but it's about how we can all contribute together to make the church. So we're going to go through this, and we're going to talk about how we all have a responsibility in protecting the unity of the church. We all share responsibility in the growth of the church. We all share in serving for the ministry of the church. And we all share in supporting the testimony of the church as well. Church is not a building you go to, but it's a group you belong to. Church is a partnership. And I want to invite you to partner together so in 2017, we can make up Life Change Church. Because the truth is, you're not in this alone. None of us are in this alone. We're all in this together because church is a partnership. Let's pray. Dearly Father, God, we thank you right now. God, we thank you for today. God, we thank you for speaking to us. God, we thank you that you created us to belong, God, and that you created each and every one of us that we can come together and we can make the body of Christ. God, we can partner with each other so that we can reach more people for you and so that we can live out the way you designed us to live. God, help us to connect today. God, help us to grow. Help us to give. Help us to replicate, to expand your kingdom, God. God, we're so humbled, God, that you use each and every one of us for your plan and purpose. We're so humbled that you give us a part. God, I pray that you clarify those parts to us, God. God, I pray that you move in us. God, help 2017 be a year, God, where we just don't do church, God, but we become the church, God. And God, that you work through us, God. You work in and through us in a way that we've never experienced before. God, we ask all these things in your Son's name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you were here today and you were listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangechurch.com and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.